Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Re'eh, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael that when the Mishkan settles in Eretz Yisrael and when the Beis HaMikdash is built in Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael must bring their korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. They will no longer be able to bring their korbanos on private altars. And once you begin doing that, says Moshe, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, you will be happy, you will rejoice before Hashem, your God, Atem, Uvnechem, Uvnoseichem, you and your sons and your daughters, V'yavdechem, V'yamoseichem, and your male servants and your female servants, V'halevi asher b'sha'arechem, and the Levi who will be in your midst, in your gates, ki ein lo chelek v'nachala itchem, because that Levi has no portion or inheritance with you. This pasuk and many, many others like it throughout Tanakh paint a beautiful picture of simcha and shalom that we will all experience in Yirtzeh Hashem once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and we daven every day and we yearn every day for it to be rebuilt soon in Yirtzeh Hashem. However, if we look at this pasuk, something seems strange at first glance. Once the Beis HaMikdash is built, we will have simcha. You, all of us, will have simcha. You, your children, your servants. And then the pasuk says, V'halevi asher b'sha'arechem, the Levi with you will rejoice as well. But then the pasuk concludes, why should he rejoice too? Why should the Levi rejoice? Ki ein lo chelek v'nachala itchem, because he does not have a portion in Eretz Yisrael with you. Why is that a reason for him to rejoice? I think the pshat of the pasuk is as follows. Since ki ein lo chelek v'nachala itchem, since the Levi does not own land, since he does not own property in Eretz Yisrael, do not forget him when you are rejoicing. When you are settled in your land, when you own land yourself, when you come to Yerushalayim to bring various korbanos, and when you and your family and everyone around you enjoys their korbanos, and the peace that those korbanos bring, when all that happens, don't forget the Levi. Include the Levi in your simcha. Not everyone is as fortunate as you, and don't forget them, chas v'shalom, when you are happy and when you are in high spirits. That, I think, is the pshat, the pasha pshat of the pasuk. The Dubna Magid, Rav Yaakov Kranz, who died in 1804, offers a different, beautiful explanation in his Sefer Ohel Yaakov. It's not on our parsha, but it's on Parshas Naso. The Dubna Magid says that this world is full of good, and it's also full of bad. Our job, of course, is to embrace the good and to distance ourselves from bad. But sometimes good and evil are relative. Sometimes what's good for you, something that's positive for you and helpful for your Avodas Hashem, sometimes that very thing is not good for me. That same thing, that same gift may be detrimental for my own growth. Even though it's good for you, it may not be good for me. The Dubna Magid says a good example of that is physical gifts, physical plenty. For some people, being wealthy, for example, is a huge gift, an incredible present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can be used properly and in a healthy way to serve Hashem. And for some people, the gift of wealth can be, chas v'shalom, a curse, a gift that is too challenging, which can bring them further from Hashem, not closer. Managing your wealth and your physical possessions is hard work, and it can be very distracting, not to mention all the other problems it can cause, God forbid, like gaiva, or kina, or taiva, arrogance, jealousy, a lust for pleasure. It doesn't happen all the time, obviously, and that's the whole point. For some people, it's fine. It's actually amazing. It's a bracha. And for some people, God forbid, it's the opposite. The Dubna Magid said, that's what David says, that's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Mizmor Chaf Gimel Pasuk Vav, Ach tov ha-chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayim. Good and kindness will chase me my whole life, but I don't want any of those physical goodness. I want, says Hashem, v'shavti beveis Hashem l'orech yamim. I want to sit in Hashem's house, so to speak, all day. And David HaMelech says similarly in Tehillim Mizmor Dalid Pasuk Ches, nasata simcha belibi me'es deganam v'sirosham rabu. You have put gladness in my heart more than when corn and wine increase. I prefer simcha from you, Hashem, more than material success of corn and wine and whatever else. Again, these are examples of the powerful message of the Dubna Magid. Physical gifts from Hashem them are all relative. What's good for you may not be good for me. And that is how the Dubna Magid explains our pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. When the Beis HaMikdash is built and you bring korbanos there, usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, be happy, be besimcha, you, your family, everyone. And the Levi? The Halevi asher b'sha'areichem, and why should the Levi be happy? He should be happy because ki ein lo chelek v'nachala itchem. He should rejoice because he doesn't have a nachala in Eretz Yisrael. He should rejoice because he doesn't own land. He should rejoice because he's not wealthy. He can teach Torah and learn Torah without the challenges and the risks and the nisyonos that other people are faced with. Hashem gives each of us blessings and challenges according to our needs and our abilities. And our job is usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Our job is to be happy with whatever He sends our way. Have an amazing day, everyone!